This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has scored a decisive election victory to win a sixth term, the country's election commission said on Saturday. But his main rival, Bobi Wine, denounced the results as fraudulent and urged citizens to reject them. The 76-year-old Museveni has held power since 1986 and is one of Africa's longest-serving leaders. He won 5.85 million votes, or 58.6%, in Thursday's election. Wine had 3.48 million votes, or 34.8%, the Electoral Commission said in announcing the final results. The campaign was marked by a deadly crackdown by security forces on Wine, a 38-year-old singer-turned-lawmaker, as well as on other opposition candidates and their supporters. The United States and an African election monitoring group complained of election irregularities. The government ordered the internet shut off the day before the vote and has not yet restored it. And the government on Tuesday banned all social media and messaging apps. Wine and his supporters often use Facebook to relay live coverage of his campaign. In the United States, Washington, D.C. was locked down, and U.S. law enforcement officials geared up for marches supporting U.S. President Donald Trump in all 50 state capitals this weekend. They erected barriers and deployed thousands of National Guard troops to try to prevent the kind of violent attack that rattled the nation on January 6. The FBI warned police agencies of possible armed protests outside all 50 state capitol buildings starting Saturday through U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th, all fueled by supporters of President Trump who believe his claims of electoral fraud. The heightened security follows the deadly January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol in Washington by a mix of extremists and Trump supporters. This is VOA News. A team of climbers from Nepal on Saturday became the first mountaineers to successfully complete a winter attempt on the summit of K2, which is the world's second tallest peak. The group of Sherpas had paused at a point 70 meters short of the roughly 8,600 meter peak to wait for each other, that before climbing into the world's history books together at 4:56 p.m. Located on the Pakistan-China border, K2 is the only mountain over 8,000 meters that has not been summited in the winter. The group member's success, though, was marred by the death on the mountain of renowned Spanish climber Sergio Mingote. He fell down a crevice as he attempted to make his way down to base camp, according to reporting by Reuters. K2 is notorious for its steep slopes and high winds, and in winter, its surface becomes slick ice. The Pakistani military is regularly called in to rescue climbers using helicopters, but the weather often makes that difficult. The coronavirus pandemic has meant restrictions on travel severely impacted the traditional summer mountaineering season in the range, and Pakistan in particular, which is home to 5 of the world's 14 peaks over 8,000 meters. Foreign ministers of China and the Philippines on Saturday committed to prioritizing post-pandemic recovery efforts as senior Chinese diplomat Wang Yi wrapped up a week-long visit to 4 Southeast Asian countries. The Philippines in March imposed one of the world's longest and strictest lockdowns to contain the virus, grounding to a halt what was one of Asia's fastest-growing economies before the pandemic. A plane carrying 1 million doses of Sinopharm's COVID-19 vaccine arrived on Saturday in Serbia, making it the first European country to receive the Chinese vaccine for mass inoculation programs. Serbia's president was accompanied by Beijing's ambassador to the Balkan country at Belgrade's airport as containers carrying the vaccine were unloaded from an Air Serbia plane. U.S. President Donald Trump, in a last-minute push to solidify Morocco's normalization with Israel, has bestowed a rare award on its king as Trump's administration rallied international support in a regional dispute. Trump, who sees Arab recognition of Israel as a key overseas achievement of his presidency, last month broke decades of precedent by recognizing Morocco's full sovereignty over contested Western Sahara. In turn, Morocco said it would normalize relations with the Jewish state. Be remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.